The Rock the Park Music Festival's lineup will feature a dozen bands and runs from August 8th to August 10th at the Parksville Outdoor Theater in the community park. Already known for its high-quality sound, the audio setup up at the outdoor stage has been further improved by 6 bass bins, according to Lloyd Derry, entertainment director and Parksville Beach Festival organizer. "Our sound quality now is gonna be second to none," Derry said. Tickets will go on sale starting April 1st through the McMillian Arts Center box office website. The Doobie Brothers experience will kick things off at 4 p.m. on August 8th, according to a news release. The tribute act brings more than 235 years of collective professional experience to the stage. The show is a celebration of one of rock's most iconic catalogs, featuring classics like China Grove and Long Train Runnin'. They'll be followed by Barracuda, a tribute to Heart, at 6 p.m. The Vancouver-based band's set list features classic hits like Crazy on You, Magic Man, and Barracuda. Prism will cap off the first day, starting at 8 p.m. known for hits like Spaceship Superstar and Take Me to the Captain. The band has sold millions of albums and earned 2 Juno Awards. Their song Spaceship Superstar was even chosen by NASA for the Space Shuttle Discovery's final flight. Founding member Al Harlow leads the band alongside Gary Grace, Tad Goddard and Mark Gladstone. The festival's second day starts at noon with Bonnie Kilroe's 80s Ladies and Rock Chicks, who pay tribute to legendary female rock stars who broke barriers in the male-dominated rock scene like Tina Turner, Cher, Joan Jett, Annie Lennox, Blondie and Pat Benatar. Next up at 2 p.m. is Dead Man's Town, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen, which brings the energy of Springsteen's live shows to life with a full 6-piece band. The Eagle Eyes, a tribute to the Eagles, are back by popular demand, according to Derry. Hailed as one of North America's best Eagles tribute bands, they will take the stage at 4 p.m. A tribute to John Fogerty and CCR. Centerfield will play the classics of CCR, as well as Fogerty's later hits, with an authentic recreation of the look, voice and sound. Centerfield plays at 6 p.m. The evening will finish with Tom Lavin and the legendary Powder Blues at 8 p.m. For over 4 decades, they have been Canada's leading blues band, blending swing, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and R&B. Led by Tom Lavin, a guitarist, songwriter and producer, Powder Blues marked their 46th anniversary in 2024. The festival's final day, August 10th, starts at noon with Synchronicity IV, a tribute to the Police. Its lineup includes Juno-nominated Tina Jones, Taylor Kate Manns, Tiki Way, jazz musician James Darling, guitarist Lee Worden, bassist Pierre Coman and drummer Bill Hicks. The band blends punk, jazz and reggae influences, bringing the essence of the Police's iconic hits to life. Following them at 2 p.m. is Truly Tina, a tribute to Tina Turner. With award-winning performances across the globe, from Las Vegas to Australia, China, and Israel, Samira has performed to audiences worldwide. Highlights include performing at the Vancouver Winter Olympics, entertaining troops and meeting Oprah Winfrey. 10 Soldiers will wrap up the festival at 4 p.m. with 2 sets. Billed as Canada's number one special event band, the 10-piece group is based in Vancouver and has a full horn section, according to Derry. "They're just a real upbeat, crowd-pleasing type of band, so it'll be a great way to wrap it up," Derry added. The legendary Canadian band Chilliwack will play at the outdoor stage on July 12th to kick off Parksville Beach Festival. Tickets went on sale March 1st through the Max Online box office. The Free Tim Hortons concert series is back again this July and August. Information about those events is available through the Parksville Beach Festival website.